Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. North Korea has agreed to close its key missile testing facility following talks between the two Koreas in Pyongyang. The decision was announced by the South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
남과 북은 처음으로 비핵화 방안도
North and South Korea have agreed on a denuclearization plan for the first time. It is a very meaningful outcome. The North has also decided to permanently abolish the Tongchang-ri engine test site and missile launchers with the attendance of experts from relevant countries.
The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, also expressed readiness to permanently dismantle the main nuclear development site at Yongbyon, if there were unspecified corresponding actions from the United States. Mr. Kim also promised to visit the South Korean capital, Seoul, as soon as possible. North and South Korea also hope to organize regular family reunions to build a rail link and make a possible joint bid for the Summer Olympics. The chief executive of the Danish bank, Danske, has resigned over a money laundering scandal. Thomas Borgen has stepped down following an investigation into around $230 billion worth of transactions made through its Estonian branch between 2007 and 2015. Andrew Walker reports.
A statement from Danske Bank acknowledged that controls at its Estonian operation were inadequate. The bank's chairman said the company had failed to live up to its responsibility. For a long time, the statement said, the Estonian operation had a large number of customers resident outside the country that it should never have had, including people from Russia, Ukraine and other former Soviet states. A law firm has investigated and found many of the transactions done by these account holders to be suspicious. The chief executive, Thomas Borgen, said he thought it best for all concerned if he were to resign.
The Indian cabinet has approved an executive order to make instant divorce among Muslims, known as the triple talaq, a punishable offence. The move came after complaints that the practice persisted despite the Supreme Court banning it last August. Here's Anbarasanithi Rajan.
The Indian Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said the cabinet passed the decree because there had been 200 cases of Muslim men divorcing their wives by simply speaking the word talaq three times despite the court decision. The Indian government has been trying to pass a legislation in parliament which envisages jail terms of up to 3 years for violators. But the opposition want amendments to the proposed law so that it cannot be misused.
World News from the BBC.